This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, December 17th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Food manufacturers and a host of trade groups are pushing for a national solution to food labeling as multiple states are moving toward requiring warning labels and fuller disclosure of ingredients. A recently formed coalition that includes some of the world's largest food manufacturers plans to, quote, hit the ground running in January, according to lobbyist Randy Russell of the Russell Group speaking to AgriPulse. The goal? Well, to come up with federal legislation that would set national labeling standards for food additives and other ingredients. AFID is seeking both front-of-pack labeling and QR code reform, as well as legislative changes to FDA's generally recognized as safe process, quote, to provide a nationally uniform regulatory approach for new ingredients used in food and beverage products. That's according to the group. AFID being led by senior advisors Julie Gundlach and Andy Koenig. Americans for Ingredient Transparency members include the Corn Refiners Association, the Consumer Brands Association, FMI, the Food Industry Association, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, American Farm Bureau Federation, ConAgra, Kraft Heinz, and General Mills. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week told Bloomberg News that he is open to a uniform standard. The Make America Healthy Again movement has chaired state legislation in Texas, Louisiana, California, Arkansas, and West Virginia, requiring more transparency in labeling. Leaders of the Environmental Protection Agency are seeking to reconcile as they face the wrath of some members of the Make America Healthy Again movement over recent chemical-related decisions. Last month, MAHA activists circulated a petition online calling for the removal of EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, saying that he has, quote, dangerously weakened protections against some of the most harmful chemicals in our environment. Since that time, Zeldin has made overtures to the movement. He told reporters last week that he met with MAHA activists in his office and that we had a great meeting. He also said the agency for weeks has been developing a MAHA agenda for EPA. He later told activists that this would build on work related to replacing lead pipes and also included plastics. The Renewable Fuels Association and the American Biogas Council are leading the formation of a coalition to promote the biofuel use in commercial shipping. The American Biofuels Maritime Initiative plans to work with the Trump administration and Congress to establish strong policies that accelerate the use of American-made energy and biofuels in the global maritime sector, thereby establishing U.S. dominance in the future of international maritime shipping, according to a press release. Maritime biofuels can include ethanol, biomethane, bio-LNG, biodiesel, and renewable diesel. David Hula's corn yield contest winning streak continues. The Charles City, Virginia farmer produced 572 and a quarter bushels an acre, topping the 2025 National Corn Growers Association yield contest. It is the 14th national high yield win in the contest for Hula. Finally, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock Central, 2 Eastern, AgriPulse hosting an insightful webinar on the facts of the health and economic impacts of seed oils. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.